Dan and Rand and Jay will share tales of folks so unaware they lack in grace and sometimes choose the life they choose will make the news. Breaking down each epic fail in Florida, there's half-price bail. I'm happy to say they couldn't make this up. So listen to our podcast jam with co-host Arm and Dan. Bender, don't be a jerk. Music, there's the funny hits, and we are gonna take you down. Stick around, make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town.
Hey, townies, welcome to a Friday episode of Dumb People Town. Population you.
Population Bites.
Laura Bites, how are you?
I am good. Thank you for having me.
Oh, of course.
So, Wisconsin's own.
A little Wisconsin. Have you been to the Dells? I have to ask
everybody.
Of course
she's been to the Dells.
Oh, my God.
She's
been to Tommy Bartlett's Robot World. I could talk about the Dells all day. Have you been? Noah's Ark is the best place on earth.
Agreed.
Oh, my God.
But hey, I've gotten drunk at Family Funland and then staggered into Tommy Bartlett's Robot World.
Hell yeah, dude. Jay and I are going to step out of this. If you guys want to talk about whips being sold to 9-year-olds
at the flea market?
Yeah.
No, we're gonna spend 20 minutes talking about the house on the rock. Are you kidding me?
Oh my God, are you kidding me? The infinity room?
Yes.
I like to stand over there. I also like to stand at the beginning, the base of the infinity room, mm-hmm. if you will, and watch people walk out there and get sick and have to go back.
Jeez. The house on the rock.
That's the comic in you who's like,
let me see something bad happen to a dummy.
The human in you is like, hey, I should probably warn these people. The comic is in you is like, shut up.
Well,
shut up,
see how this plays itself out.
Laura and I, we haven't announced it yet, but we actually, I'll say it.
Say it.
October 17th, we are co-headlining Ho-Chunk Casino right outside of Baraboo, Wisconsin. The after party is going to be at the Ponderosa Steakhouse.
I'm in, man. Texas toast. I'm in.
My gosh. I used to always try to get my parents to take us to Ponderosa, mm-hmm. and they wouldn't because it was their opinion that it was gross.
Yeah,
they were right. I disagree. I might feel differently if I went back now.
I took my grandma to the Ponderosa outside the Ho-Chunk Casino 3 summers ago. I took Rosemary Van Kirk there.
I love that you guys just went down the Wisconsin rabbit hole of like areas and places that include the dumbest people. They're like dumb magnets that collect these people at those places because we believe the world's getting dumber. I don't know if you think that too. Do you think the world is getting dumber or do you think we're just realizing how dumb we really were to begin with?
I think the world is getting smarter and we have so much more access to information that we're seeing all the stupidity that was there all along.
So the light is being shined in a way that we now can see it in a way because it was like dark in that corner and now we see.
But I'll also say this.
Yeah.
Have dumb people ever felt smarter than at any other time in history? Because there's that side of the coin too.
Emboldened.
Because they're like, oh, I'll tell you. Oh, yeah. I know. I'll tell you.
I have a theory.
Right. That I know. It's not a theory. It's a thing I know.
That I heard.
Yeah. I think it goes both ways.
That's right.
I agree. Well, so what we do on this show is as we told you and as we know for our listeners, in case there are any new listeners, is we break down dumb stories that get sent to us by our awesome listeners. Easy way to do it is just send it to a tweet it at Daniel Van Kirk, hashtag Dumb People Down. Mm-hmm. It gives them a timeline to see who sent it. Who sent our story in today, Dan?
Ready? This was sent in by Jake Groney.
I love him.
At Jake Groney, G-R-O-N-I.
This guy sends it a lot. He's great. He's a contributor. We love him.
All right. Here's the headline, friends.
Let's hear it.
Woman promising witchcraft services steals from victims in Naples. So we're in Florida.
We're in Florida. This is where my wife's stepdad lives.
Isn't that dark magic? Just steal people's money?
Oh, that part of it too? Yeah.
Have you seen up close magic? And how do you get affected by up close magic, Laura?
I haven't seen a ton of up close magic because I find magicians repellent.
Yeah.
I think that the magician is the natural enemy of the comedian.
Yeah.
One of my favorite memories of magic is when I was in college and we were all getting high and my buddy Alexis was banging this magician and he started doing a magic trick at the table, and my friend, who's like one of my best friends to this day, mm-hmm. and this was the kickoff of that, excused herself and vomited audibly.
He's like,
from just the concept of this guy doing a card trick.
That is,
see, I'll go to a magic show, and I'm okay with a magician, like feathered hair and everything.
Uh-huh.
But in like real day-to-day life.
Dan, what about the show that we saw on Hulu? That was the show that was like...
In and of itself.
In and of itself.
Yes,
did you
but
see
that's
that?
What I'm about to say.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. So
how
that
did
was,
he do that?
That was like performance art. Like,
how did he do that? But that should be called how did he do that? I'm not in and of itself.
Like at a table, at a party, at a barbecue, at a bar, at a restaurant. I'm okay with someone in the group or someone being a magician, if it only goes so far as a deck of cards.
I'm not, Dan.
No, I'm saying like if I'm in a public place and
somebody's
got
stuff out of your ear.
No, if somebody's got scarves and like three little red balls they've kept in their pocket.
I think the
cards. So you're telling me you don't like a card trick?
Nope. Nope.
This is the craziest thing I've ever heard anyone say. You
don't like
a card trick?
Nope.
Yeah, what if
the cards? Dan, you just described the most offensive magician scenario that I could imagine, which is a magician bringing props to a social
That's where I draw the line. I'm like,
cards are props. She's saying cards are a prop.
Well, but
what if the cards were there?
He said three rubber balls and scarves. You go to dinner with a guy and he's got scarves in his arm.
Yes, that's when it's like, no, you came to this hangout to do a show, and I don't want that. But if you're around, if you're in Northern Illinois or lucky enough to be in Wisconsin with us, there's a deck of cards. I carry a deck of cards with me at all times.
Right, if there's a deck of cards in the cabin and someone's like, you want to see something fun and
fine.
Then do it, you're okay with that.
Yes.
Jay, you have a problem with that?
I kind of have a problem with it. It's almost like you're all hanging out and your buddy is a yoga teacher and he or she on the beach decides to start doing like crazy handstands. And it's like, good for you, you douchebag.
But you
like,
don't get anything out of that. You get something out of a badass card trick.
I liken it to an acoustic guitar.
Yeah.
Like he's busting it out. Do you want to hear a song? Well, no, not really. Right. But you kind of backed me into a corner.
Yeah,
on
like, sure. I mean,
now I'm a jerk for saying
cause
no.
Because really the question they're asking you is, do you like music? And you're like, yeah, I do like
music.
Well,
what they're really asking you is, do you want to hear what I learned today? Because if they're at that stage of wanting you to hear their song, they're way too new to
the guitar. Do you
want to
hear me start and stop 40 times and say, wait?
Wait, hold on. Just give me one more.
Hang on,
it goes like this. Hold on.
Wait. Hang on.
Right. I'm going to get it.
Do you want to hear me noodle around and attempt to do a song that you used to love? I say used to love.
Remember the song, how much you love the song, Melissa? Well, get ready to hate it.
Get ready to hate it.
Hear my version of Mel.
Do you want the conversation we were all having to end? Would you like the conversation to be over?
Right.
Because you're now at my performance.
Yeah.
You're at a show.
We're at a
it's
show.
A bad show.
I'm just putting it out there. Jason, if we're ever in a scenario and someone sticks your card to a goddamn ceiling fan, I want you to just walk away and not say, cool, don't even be impressed.
He's just,
you don't get to like any of it.
Laura
called it what it was. It is social terrorism. They are hijacking the evening and they're like, this is what we're doing from here on out.
I don't even know what we're talking about anymore. Let's go back.
Okay, ready?
Yes.
This is a person who promises witchcraft.
Okay.
Uh-huh. You shouldn't have to make promises with your witchcraft.
No, witchcraft should just be.
Or you don't have.
No one asked for that. Yeah.
Maple Sorda, a mysterious woman named Rosalia, advertised around Golden Gate and East Naples, promising to solve relationship problems using, quote, witchcraft services, according to the police.
She does have a sublime name. I'm not friends with Rosalia. I ain't got no, even though she's got crystal balls.
Can I go on the record? You guys can tell me if I'm wrong. But if you are phone number tab pulling off of an advertisement for somebody to fix relationship problems with witchcraft services.
Yep.
You're the problem in the relationship.
That's right.
I agree 100%. And I think if you are at the point in your relationship where you're available to see a witch about it,
It's
if
over.
if you're past counseling, we're past couples counseling, let's see if a witch can cast a spell on our relationship and the relationship. I don't care if you have a kid together, the kid will be raised in a better environment
also,
if you part ways.
And also, like, once you're out of that relationship, self-evaluate you and your role in your own life, like where you're like, I don't know, man, it's a witch, I'm going to this witch.
Your witch is not going to make your problems
guys,
disappear.
I gotta go. I have a witchcraft services meeting.
No.
So witchcraft services.
You should always be more services. Afraid of a witch than you are of being alone.
Yes.
That's how you know you're 100%. Ready for a relationship.
100%. Times 10. I'm saying witchcraft services feels like something you put on a resume under special skills, like next to like Microsoft Excel.
I literally thought you were saying witchcraft services was some form of like new industry standard for having food at, on set.
Sandwiches.
Witchcraft services.
It's all sandwiches.
W-H-I-C-H space. Yes. Witchcraft services.
Oh, that is good. Go.
And they just make little sandwiches.
Tiny finger foods.
Now, before we all get yelled at, I'm sure there are some of you Stevie Nicks loving Wiccan witches out
I
there.
Know. Oh,
that are doing really good things with crystals and positive energy.
Down
and
with it.
You are not who we are talking
no,
to.
No, you're
We're
not.
We're talking to people that are like hexing people.
A shyster,
yes.
if you will.
Uh-huh. Yes. Like a,
this woman.
A Death Eater,
yes.
a Voldemort fan.
Thank you.
Right. Okay, here we go.
Uh-huh.
So she promises witchcraft services around Golden Gate News Naples. Mm-hmm. Instead, she reportedly swindled money from at least 10 victims using not magic, but an elaborate and disturbing scheme, mm-hmm. the Naples Police Department reported.
Mm-hmm.
The first victim called police on March 14th. He told detectives he encountered a flyer for Rosalia's services at a 24-hour laundromat
yep.
on Golden Gate Parkway. Right? Already, right?
If you're doing your laundry, out
if it's 2 a.m. and you're waiting for a spin cycle to end,
right.
it's not gonna. That's not a good
your,
time to like
is,
try to
show
up. You aren't going to find the answer.
This is your Jeff Fox.
Yeah.
If you've ever found a witch at a laundromat, you might be in a bad relationship.
It's so true. It's
wow.
true.
I feel like that's kind of what a witch is supposed to do. That's part of the witchcraft is it's the person charms you into giving
yeah.
them your money.
Yeah.
And then once you do, they're like, abracadabra, yeah, bitch,
right.
I have your money.
Look what
now.
I just
like,
made disappear.
That's the spell.
Yeah.
Surprise.
I'm a witch. I never said I was a wizard. Uh-huh.
I love that he encountered a flyer. You pull the phone number tab.
Right. You're
he
bored.
He encountered a flyer for Rosalia services at a 24-hour laundromat on Golden Gate Parkway. The flyers had a 100% guarantee. I don't care if you're talking about a witch or a mechanic. I'm already out. I'm like,
I'm
you
out.
Can't do that.
There's
you
no
can't
such
100%.
Thing. There's no such thing.
Promising results such as, if you're having an argument with your wife or girlfriend, mm-hmm. Rosalia can help you with your problems. Mm.
Dan, this is the what's her number?
Police said Rosalia advertised her, quote, spiritual services in many forms, including free Hispanic newspapers, on the radio, mm-hmm. and by posting flyers in laundromats and on stores in the area.
Radio ads.
I know. Hey, it's 12 past the hour. Before we go into this next segment, we got Laura Bites. She's in town. She's going to be doing one show tonight, two shows Friday. That late Saturday show is already sold out. But
first,
we're going to talk to you about our sponsor for this segment. We're going to take you home with that traffic report. Before we do, we're going to tell you about Rosalia Witchcraft Services. Now, Skeevbo, you tried these out, right, Skeevbo?
Oh, yeah, I tried all of them out.
Yeah, he loves a good witch.
I love a good witch.
I would listen to this radio show.
I know. This is like the rat race.
The rat race.
I highly recommend if you haven't heard.
Rory and I have been telling people too for
the
years.
Rat Race. Ben Roy's podcast about a fake morning show is the funniest.
So
we did one. If you want to start with ours, do that.
What were you guys?
We played each other.
Oh, hell yeah!
Who we were coming in to do 9 nights at the comedy club over a week's time, and they did. They wanted to do a.
9 shows.
They wanted to do a DNA test on us to see what our heritage was.
It goes
horribly wrong. And it's so funny. And Beth Hoyt is so good in it. It's just, please listen to it. Anyway,
he made, this is our guy in the laundromat. He made the fateful call, spoke with the would-be witch. Mm-hmm. Would-be witch. Good band.
Would-be witch is like, could have been the sequel to Bewitched.
Yes, you're right.
Would Bewitched.
He spoke to her on the phone and scheduled an appointment to see her at her, quote, office. That's in quotes because I'm sure it probably is an office.
Yeah, it's like
Lair.
It's an office as much as the, like, well, the bathroom
know.
In Arnold's was
they
the
They do say it's located
office.
At 900 6th Avenue S.
If she's paying for radio ads, she's
South.
Got office space. Is
Suite
all
201.
I'm she should have an assistant.
Victims described Rosalia as a 5'2" woman with a medium build, blonde hair, and dark roots and light brown eyes. Why'd you got to do her roots like that?
Come on.
She spoke,
why do we got to go after
5
her
foot
roots?
2, 125 pounds, yep. strong hair, blonde pit.
She spoke Spanish with an unknown accent, which might be my favorite part of this whole story. But Did she not make up an accent?
Nope, not with a Spanish accent.
She did it with a Wisconsin accent.
Right. Yeah.
That was what was so weird.
That would be great. Do you guys?
I like the light brown eyes. I'm still trying to picture that. Yeah, that would be pretty.
Trace.
But I think I've only seen those on cats before.
Light brown
eyes. Are you doing Spanish in a Wisconsin accent, Dana?
Uno, what are you guys doing for Cinco de Mayo?
Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, seis.
Siete, nueve.
¿Cómo estás?
Hola, El Fortuna, Ace, and then more Spanish.
I love it.
Pretty good.
Okay, I'm going to show you guys a photo of, I assume it's a police rendering, but it looks like...
It's a police rendering?
It looks like a C+ high school art student.
Okay,
drawing.
I can't wait. Maybe this is on the new flyer.
I can't wait.
Oh, Jesus.
Look at Rosalia.
There are those beautiful light brown eyes. No eyelashes. an eyelash in sight.
How do we know this isn't a new like Brie Larson character?
What would you give this grade in a high school art class? I'm thinking like a C+.
I mean, this is like a shading class.
Right.
This is a shading class. If you want to see this thing, join our Facebook page.
Do me a favor when you go to look at this, and my friend's here with us right now. Do it. Look at just the left eye, then look at just the right eye. And you'll start to see a big fall off in this artistry.
Well, like, we don't know, but what if that's what she really looks like?
It could be.
In fairness, my two eyes don't look like they've ever been in the same room together. My two eyes look nothing alike.
Fair enough.
That is really funny.
Your eyes are not the Sklar brothers of eyes, is what you're trying to say?
No.
If either half of my face looked like the other half, I would be married. I'd be famous.
That's what's holding you back.
Nothing alike.
I can't believe that.
Whatever.
That's not true.
Whatever.
I refuse to hear that.
And first of all, you're going to be famous. You're going to be married. And
when all those things happen, come back and tell us about your eyes.
Exactly.
Well, she'll get an eye job.
You'll get an eye job.
Okay. So he goes to her office, right?
Uh huh.
Tarot cards in tow, Rosalia told the victim she saw something, quote, dark in his life during their first consultation.
Oh, my God.
Witch he just bought at the laundromat.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Something dark. Like, if you're doing your laundry at the laundromat and not in your friend or relationship's house, then there's something dark.
Something dark's going on.
To fix the darkness.
A load of darks.
He just spent the rest of your quarters on a witch.
Yeah,
in the middle of the night.
Yeah, Jay was like, I see something dark in your future. A load of darks.
A load of darks.
A load of dark, so you can no longer dry.
Right.
Because you purchased a witch.
Yes.
Witch.
Can your witch air dry them?
To fix the darkness, she told the man to sleep with 3 eggs under his bed.
Oh, my God.
And then
I thought you might have sex with.
When you said sleep with.
I was like, sleep with 3 whats? And you're like, eggs. I'm like, trying to picture
that. In all fairness, when you earlier in this podcast said that your friend was banging a magician, I thought she was doing it at the table that you guys were hanging out at. And as he's banging her on the table, he was like, you guys want to see a trick? And we're like, I think we're already seeing it.
I'm watching a trick.
Watch it. I'm making
this your card.
I'm making something disappear inside your friend.
Is this your orgasm? Nope. Still haven't found it. She told the man to sleep with 3 eggs under his bed and then bring them to her the next day. The man brought the phony prophetess her eggs, and she proceeded to wave them over his head and face, the report states. Then she opened each egg. The first egg was filled with, do you want to guess?
Yes, confetti.
Okay.
Caramel?
No.
What do you think, Laura?
Did she provide the eggs?
Yes, she provided them. So she knows. She already pre-did it. Pre-stuffed them.
Jason's way on this girl's angle.
I mean, dare I guess that it was filled with just what a regular egg is filled with?
Oh, so like a yolk.
The first egg was filled with blood.
Whoa! Oh, I was going to say blood, Dan.
The second egg was filled with
semen.
Semen.
Semen. Applesauce.
Needles. The third egg was filled with anybody?
A tiny bird.
Worms.
Oh, my God. This woman. Come on. All right. So can we all, like, I thought she was just like a fraud. Now, she pulls this out, the three-egg trick.
Jason
this,
called it. She provided the eggs.
No, but I'm just saying.
Where do you get an egg of blood, though? That's a
number trick. One.
A little prick
you
in
little
it.
Thing, and then you insert it in there. But how do you get the worms in?
Like a jelly donut.
How do you get the worms in?
The man brought her the eggs. She opens them up after waving them around her head. Blood, needles,
oh
worms.
My God. But I would watch. By the way, I would, if you said there is a YouTube channel of people's reactions to the opening of these eggs.
Oh yeah, that's where she should, that's where she should make her money. That's just, legit.
Just the camera.
I feel like that alone is worth whatever he paid her.
Yes.
For her to present, like, those. Services are rendered.
This is another revenue stream for the witch.
She should not call herself a witch. She should call herself like an egg revealer.
Yes. And there's unboxers. This is an unegging.
Like if
which one would you least want to accidentally break on your way to show them to the witch the
blood.
The next day?
Oh, the blood all the way.
I don't know.
The needles are crazy. Because if you open up an egg and a needle, like, just even just makes you tiny.
Go get
like
your shots.
You're like, okay.
Get the vaccine again.
Yeah, I have AIDS now. You're like, I have everything.
Typhoid.
I think if the egg broke and worms poured out of it, I would never stop throwing up. And I would be a different person.
Imagine
for the
feeling
of
the rest of your life
every time you saw an egg. Oh my God.
Never ordering an omelet again. I'll tell you that.
No, you aren't.
Not even a soft scramble.
What do witches say? You got to kill a few worms to make an omelet.
There you go. But that wasn't enough to remove the, quote, darkness from his life, according to Rosalia.
Two more payments.
Oh, no shit.
Two more payments.
She told the man to bring her all the money he had and to borrow money from friends. This is where the scratch comes.
Yeah.
Borrow money from friends and family so she could bless it and multiply it. Now, remember, he's there because he's going through a breakup.
Right.
But now she's like, just bring all your money and then I'm going to bless it and I'll multiply it.
I'm going to bless that
money.
Did
you see the eggs?
Bring me the money. Bring me the money.
Mm-hmm. On his third visit, the man brought her money for her to bless, the report states. But when she saw a darkness in the money, she told him she had to take it to her temple in Fort Myers, where all temples are.
You know, the witch temple. It's right next to the Fort Myers airport, guys.
To clean and return to him the next day at 8 a.m. So I'm going to take this to my temple. This is almost like a dry cleaner.
To launder
it. You get this at 8 a.m. tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
However, the next day, Rosalia canceled their appointment over text.
Over text.
And then stopped responding to his messages altogether.
Yep.
The man told police he had no idea she was going to steal his money, which I totally believe he had no idea. That doesn't mean he's not dumb.
No, but there's no way he thought, like, you see an egg full of needles and you're like, I'm all in.
How much money did the man from the laundromat,
oh my God,
going through a bad relationship, manage
to be blessed? Laura, you're a guest. You may go first. You can go in between me and Jason, or you can go third if you want to guess. It's up to you where you want to guess.
$8,000.
Okay, $8,000.
That is, so I'm going to posit this because there's like an old Jewish story, like about a guy who lives with like his five kids in like this tiny house and his wife. And he's like, the house is too crowded and I can't deal with this. And we're on top of each other. And he comes to a rabbi. And of course the rabbi's like, do you have a cow? He's like, yes, I have a cow. Bring it into the house for a night and then come talk to me. Okay, fine. He brings the cow into the house. And he's like, that made it worse. Like, what are you doing? Bring these two chickens in the house. That made it worse the next day. This goat, bring it in the house. And then after a week, he's like, now take it away and take all the animals out. And he took all the animals out of the house. And then he's like, yeah, okay, the house feels way bigger right now. And so, thank you. You solved the problem. Maybe this woman is like, I'm going to show you a relationship that is so bad. Your relationship with me. That you go back to this woman.
Right.
You think you had trust issues with her.
What? She's not stealing your money.
She didn't take your money away from your family.
Gaslighting isn't so bad
after
all.
Check out this egg full of blood.
Yeah. She just called you stupid at a dinner party in front of your friend.
She hates your mom.
Big deal.
So what?
It's not an egg full of worms.
So what? She doesn't show up to things.
All right, what's your guess? All right,
so you said $8,000. I'm going to say $3,000. I think it's like 13 grand.
13 grand.
Yeah, that's a lot of money. It's like everything they've got.
Okay, we're going to take a quick little break. When we come back, we're going to talk to Laura and see what she's been up to. We'll let you know some stuff we got going on, and we will reveal how much money the man from the laundromat brought the witch.
Oh boy.
Stick around, make a sound. There's more Dumb People Town.
Hey guys, welcome back to the show. We got Laura Bites on the pod. Please let people know how they can follow you, anything they can purchase that you
comedy
have done,
albums,
or how they can see you soon.
Yeah, you can follow me at Laura Bites on Instagram. LARABEITZ. And there is a link in my bio to all my touring dates.
Nice.
June 4th through 6th, I'm going to be headlining the Comedy Store in La Jolla, California.
Oh, great.
Hit August that. 5th through 8th, I'm going to be headlining the House of Comedy in Phoenix, Arizona. August 12th through 14th, I'm going to be headlining Mark Ridley's Comedy Castle in Royal Oak, Michigan. October, I'm going to be in Vancouver.
Yes.
November, I'm going to be in Edmonton, Alberta. And December, I'm going to be in Bloomington, Minnesota. Those links for tickets are all in my Instagram bio.
You guys go see her perform. We have seen her perform at so many different types of venues, at Largo, which is just one of the best stages in the city, and an alt stage, kind of like not really a comedy club, mixed with comedy clubs. She kills every time. It is so fun.
Unique and interesting and just a great voice.
I remember we met
voice
in 2019 at the Comedy Store, Lauren. You just crushed.
Yep.
Crushed
city.
Oh, thank you so much, you guys.
So
thanks.
Fun. If you want to see her set on the... She was the first comic that ever performed on Spade Show on Lights Out. Am I right? Like, he saw you and was like, yeah, I want to put you on the show. Your set on that was so funny and so refreshingly dope. So if you guys...
Thank you so much.
See what she
the
does.
Link to that set. It's under that same link in my bio. It's in my link tree.
Watch it. It's really great. It's really, really great.
And for fans of this show, guys, we're doing the live Dumb People Town with the Dope Boys podcast. If you know that podcast, they do a hilarious podcast about chain restaurants. And so they're so funny. Mitch and Nick.
They're going to crush it. It's going to be really, really fun.
It's called Dope People Town. We're going to do a fried chicken sandwich challenge. We are going to settle once and for all what is the best fried chicken sandwich. Is it Popeyes? Is it the homophobic Chick-fil-A? Is it Kentucky Fried Chicken? We might even throw McDonald's in there. We're going to decide it on the show with them. And then, of course, Chris Thiele from Nickel Creek is going to be playing music. Get your tickets at danielvankirk.com.
That's next Saturday night.
That's next Saturday, the 22nd, or at nowherecomedyclub.com.
So let's fill that room. Come
please,
on, guys.
I want you guys to check this out. It's going to be such a blast. We got a Greenlee, too. And for any future stuff you want to do with Dan, hang out, go to danielvankirk.com and just play bingo with him. Hey, raise money for No Kill Animal Shelters.
It's all good stuff.
And all good stuff. He is the best. And he is so much fun to hang with. So be on all of that. All right. So when we left, we had
a guy at a laundromat.
Guy at a laundromat. Just,
going through a bad relationship.
Bad relationship at a laundromat.
Hung
late
out with
at
a
night.
Witch three times. Got some weird ass eggs.
Yep. She took his money to clean it, and then she really
ghosted him.
Blew him out.
What a great place for the plug break. I am dying to know what
happened. Right? He holds you over.
I'm at the edge of my seat.
Right. So he holds you over. So when we left, so Lars said that he brought $8,000. I said $13,000, and Jay said $3,000.
$3,000 to this woman to clean, quote unquote.
And she cleaned it.
The total amount of money that was brought by the laundromat man to the witch, Rosalia, is $29,500.
Oh, my God!
$29,500.
Oh, man, and he's using a laundromat. So you know that was hard to come up with.
Oh, my God. That's everything he's got. That's everything he's got. Called in favor.
She witched him out of that money.
Police met three other people outside Rosalia's suite, all who said they were expecting their clean money returned to them at 8 a.m. So she learned an egg trick and took that to
the bank.
All new heights.
Yep. What if she just texted?
To get me to produce $29,000 of my money and other people's money, you would have to pull off one of my fingernails and like possibly cut off a finger and tell me that you were going to do worse than that to me the next day I didn't come up with that money.
$29,000.
$29,000. What if she just texted everyone back right now and just said, still cleaning?
Money's clean.
Still cleaning. Right, like,
dude, hey, witches be cleaning.
Witches be cleaning, y'all. I mean, come on.
The other victims were able to provide police with more information, including her phone number, screenshots of text messages, and her office address located, as another one, 2740 Oak Ridge Court, Unit 303. Add that to the Dumb People Town walking tour. Go hang out with a witch.
Witches get stitches from snitches. All right.
An officer tracked down the office as though the office were on the run.
Yeah, the office,
you went to the office.
By the
you had the address.
Guys, I tracked it down.
I just caught the office.
I just put it in Google Maps.
Which he found had been rented rented for 2 months to, insert this guy, Bruno Sousa. Bruno Sousa sells religious artifacts. I don't even, we're not even going down this low rent Indiana Jones.
I'm gonna guess that some of the, this is like that Mormon documentary. Yeah. You know, this is like,
I just keep feeling back. Did you watch that, Laura?
Murder among
the Mormons. There is a guy. He is a real life Humpty Dumpty. And he talks only like this. He talks like Paul Bearer and The Undertaker from WWF. Like, that's how he talks.
How does he say it, Dan?
What does he say?
He's like,
I don't want to say, and I don't want to say that he was the best to ever do what he did.
But I can't do it. He's my hero.
No one will ever. He is the Michael Jordan and the Ryan Sandberg of forgery.
And the Brett Favre of forgery. So wait, so he's okay. The Michael Jordan and then Ryan another Sandberg. Player who was good.
He's
but
in the
not,
Hall of Fame.
He's in the Hall of Fame, but like, I wouldn't say if I put him in the same breath as Michael Jordan.
I wouldn't put anybody. Kobe. Okay. An officer tracked down the office.
Thank God.
That's where they find Bruno Sousa, S-O-Z-A.
It was really, it was like a Bruno Sousa moment. He saw the pictures of the artifacts and then he put it all together. Yeah.
He sells religious artifacts. The building's owner told police he had never met Rosalia, but she was there more often than Bruno. So Bruno has the space, but Rosalia is there. The building owner doesn't care as long as he gets his rent check. Mm-hmm. So far, victims have come forward with a total combined loss. You have 10 victims. For a total combined loss of how much money?
Okay.
How much money do you guys think out of 10 victims she was able to get from people?
So we don't
know. You already know she gave 29.5.
So it's going to be right. So how?
From the laundromat, man.
Laura, how much do you think she gained from everybody?
This is the moment in our show where you go, I went into the wrong business being a comedian. Right?
I am going to guess... $250,000, $250,000,
$250,000. Okay.
$175,000.
Okay.
$303,000.
Okay. The media ads were published in December, leading to the scam that began in mid-January, ending in mid-March. So she got a, 3 month run out of this?
3 month run.
My heart is pounding. I know. This is amazing. So
police are searching for Rosalia. Still have not found her. They say here, like magic, she seems to have disappeared.
She disappeared.
Anyone with information or anyone who can identify Rosalia. Remember, they only have a high school sketch drawing of her.
That's right. Anyone who's eaten an egg
so
of needles
So maybe we put
recently.
The dumb people townies on this. Call the Naples Police Department
Get in on it.
At 239-213-4844.
I may call it anyway.
Because as of today.
Just check like all the like amazing like $80,000 Mercedes with like.
Why not?
That just got purchased.
That why just not? Got purchased Wait, with license plates that say Bewitching
cash
on the back.
And cash.
How many numbers did you just say in that phone number?
239-213-4844.
There you go. That's it. He did the
239-213-4844. Okay.
Okay.
All right, cool.
How much
in
money?
3 months from 10 people, she's scammed $100,000.
Wow. Still
a pretty
a lot.
Good take.
Damn. 3 months?
3 months.
That's an amazing haul.
Damn.
Yeah.
Wow. That's
a living.
It is a living. Damn. It is
money's
magic.
In witching.
Yeah, so
money's
I said money's in
witching. I mean,
we're
doing the wrong thing. Let's be witches, you guys. Shall we be
but
witches?
It's high risk, high reward. I guess you could go to jail.
Sure.
Although, couldn't you just be like, I don't know, I like dug a hole, I put the money in it, and then the next day the money was gone. I mean, can't you just
they
say
never
some
gave it to me.
Witch excuse?
They might have borrowed all that money from people, but now they're saying, they never gave it to me. You should talk to them.
Even
they're the
better.
Ones who took
I
money
like
from people.
One. Yeah. I never saw it.
All right, that's our story. If you are a Patreon member, you are going to be happy to hear that Laura's going to tell us a little dumb, fun, embarrassing, whatever, fun story from her own life. But that'll be on the Patreon. Otherwise,
oh shit, we got to get back to work.
Dumb, dumb, dumb. Down, it's Dumb People Town.
Stop and Interview, a podcast network.